How you guys doing?
Been a while.
Yeah, it has.
What are your thoughts on the Bears' defense, just at looking at them the past couple of weeks and what they offer in the running game?
They have shown they're definitely a good team as far as takeaways. They're creating turnovers and scoring on defense. I think they lead the league. It's a sound defense collectively. I feel like we can run the ball on them. We just got to be patient and keep pounding, the rock and be balanced offensively. But we know we're going up against a good defense.
In some ways, does their propensity for stripping the ball lead to more opportunities for big plays if they miss on something like that?
Yeah. You got guys out there trying to reach for the ball and hit the ball out. Depending on what type of guy you're playing, it can lead to a big play. And I'm sure it has happened to him this season. But I don't know. I guess they love the return. So only thing we can do is control what we control, and that's make sure we prevent that from happening, protect the ball.
How vividly do you remember your game there, your rookie year?
I remember it. I don't remember it like that. We got the W. Has pretty good runs.
Nice one.
Yeah, my pants almost came down the kickoff return. those things I remember.
Boy, your rookie season was amazing. Talk about that game and what it means for playing Chicago.
Said it, my rookie season.
Yeah.
It was a big win for us. It was a good way for me to get out there and I guess make a name for myself, somewhat. But that was 5 years ago. It's a totally different team on this side of the ball and on that side of the ball. Some of the same faces. But I'm excited, so the division game, counts double, our goals, they're in the way. So we're just gonna, we were preparing all week to go out there and do our job and come out with a win on the road. It's gonna be hard, but I feel like we have what it takes in this locker room to get it done.
Adrian, you've had some good games and some bad games on that turf down there. Does it present any challenges for you? They say it's not always in the best shape.
Not really. You go out there before the game, before the game starts and try out the cleats. You're either gonna have a molded studs or it's ruined. So it's not gonna be that hard to get a good feel for it.
Good play on grass after a few games on turf.
Yeah. It's always good playing on grass, man. Just get that natural feel. I just love playing on grass anyways.
Adrian, it's been about 3 years since you guys played, relevant games. What's that like for your mindset, your energy level?
It's good for our mindset, man. Coming off the bye and leading to this week, we all know we're on the same page and we know that we control our own destiny. Four out of the last six games, division games, so we all know how critical this part of the season is going to be for us. We're just excited. Everybody's working hard, in all phases. Point blank, we know what we have to do to get into the show.
How's your ankle feeling? Coach Frazier said it's still bothering you a little bit.
It's feeling good. Feeling good. Better than it did 2 weeks ago. I won't complain.
Who in the NFC concerns you the most? NFC seems so wide up, even the teams that are at the top, the best records.
NFC,
the NFC is you're looking
at. Who concerns me? No one. I don't know where about it. This is how I look at it. We control our own destiny. The more we play, we got the same opportunity to beat them, and vice versa. So I'm not concerned about any other team. I'm just concerned about what we can do to get our stuff in the dance, pretty much. I do. Green Bay, Chicago, Green Bay, Chicago, so it's going to be cool to get those knocked out the way and get some W's on that side of the win-loss column.
How much of a relief was it to have that court case?
Not much, To be honest, it's a bittersweet for me. I knew it was going to get dropped. Everything was false, And reports and everything from all officers had different stories, So I wasn't concerned, wasn't bothered by it at all. I didn't lose no sleep. I knew it was going to get dropped. To be honest with you, I hate it got dropped in front of the grand jury. Everything get, covered, But it's a blessing to have it, out the way, and I can move forward.
Do you feel it's just a matter of telling your side of the story and having someone like a grand jury?
Yeah, that's what it was. Grand jury came in, and you know, I was in there with the defense attorney by myself. He asked his questions. I answered them, you know, and 20 minutes later, they came out and dismissed it, you know. They could have did it beforehand, but, you know, I don't want to get into all that. They didn't. Ultimately, it's dropped. It's over with. I'll just, you know, bite my tongue, swallow my pride. It's a done deal.
Is it meaningful for you to be kind of brought up in MVP talk with 6 games left?
Yeah. It feels good. You know, I play this game to be the best. And, you know, when you get in talks or, you know, about the MVP, then other people looking at you in that light, too. You know, so it's cool. I'm just going to continue to do what I'm doing, not worrying about that. Everything else will fall in place. Cool.
All right. Appreciate it.